This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry here in St. Louis, Missouri, and elections here in this part of the country are an intriguing hint as to the state of the electorate right now. It's election day here in the St. Louis region. Residents head to the polls to vote on a number of propositions and in some key mayoral races. Jason Rosenbaum is political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio and joins me now. Jason, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What is the pulse that's taken here, do you think, in these local races?
I think that the one thing we're going to be looking for is whether there's this anti-status quo, anti-establishment that we've been seeing throughout the country. St. Louis is a Democratic city, but it does have some anti-status quo elements. In the mayoral race, a quote-unquote progressive candidate, Tashara Jones, almost beat this quote-unquote status quo candidate, Lyda Crewson. Crewson ended up winning the primary by 2 percentage points. She's going to be running in a general election that she's heavily favored to win. But there could be blowback from that race in these propositions that you alluded to.
And tell me about how those propositions and how much they represent a shaking up of the status quo.
Well, two propositions involve a construction of a Major League Soccer stadium. And even though there's been no organized opposition against these propositions and a lot of money poured in to make them pass, a lot of the people that supported Tashara Jones and activists that supported Bernie Sanders for president, who are very active here, have been very critical of these propositions and been very critical of publicly funding sports stadiums. One of the things that's been brought up is the money that is being used would usually go to things like affordable housing and public safety. And one of the propositions steers that money to build the stadium instead of those things. And a lot of advocates feel that that is displaced priorities, especially in a city with lots of crime, lots of poverty, and enduring racial issues.
Where would you look to see that there may be a weariness among local voters in all that's gone on in just the 70 days of the new Trump administration?
I think we're going to be looking to see what the turnout is overall. April elections typically have lower turnout just because the March primaries are typically the main event. But with ballot measures that I mentioned involving soccer that have gotten a lot of attention, might get more than usual. And if it's lower, it could be a sign that the angst is still there.
There's already talk in Washington, D.C. about the midterms in 2018. There's a Senate race looming here in Missouri in the midterms, and I'm wondering how that senator is going to be watching these returns.
I think that she will probably be watching it a little bit. She is from the St. Louis area, but she also needs
Claire McCaskill.
Claire McCaskill. Yes, and I don't think there's any danger of her getting primaried, but there's very little margin of error because the state has gotten more and more Republican over the years. So I think she'll be watching the results for this to see if she can harness into that progressive Democratic base for her to win a third term against what will likely be a very strong Republican opponent.
Is the mayoral race in Ferguson bigger than the St. Louis race?
In some ways, on a national perspective, it is. Incumbent Mayor James Knowles, Councilwoman Ella Jones, who are running for the 3-year term. It's going to be a real race to see how that community wants to move forward after the Michael Brown shooting and who they want as the public face and the spokesman for a city that has had a lot of public relations problems, to put it mildly, over the last few years.
So if the incumbent is defeated, it would suggest change isn't happening fast enough, according to the citizens, as opposed to we're getting our act together.
I think that that would be one of the message. It would also be a historic moment because there's never been an African-American mayor in Ferguson. Ferguson is actually an African-American majority city, but black turnout has typically been lower in that part of the St. Louis area, possibly because the population tends to be more transient. And it'll be a real test to see if that African-American turnout can be harnessed enough to put Jones over the top.
Jason Rosenbaum, political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.